Guest support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Yes. What is your name? I'm sorry.
My name is Asia.
Asia, how are you? Okay.
I'm good.
On approximately 4/9, I was charged with the two medicines and the watch. And I called. And I said, I don't want you to send me any more of the pills for the colon, the cleanse. And oh, I have them right here, I guess. Hold on a second.
Okay.
The keto cleanse and the keto. Okay. I don't want you to send me any more. I don't want to be on an automatic, you know, billing or anything like that. Plus, I don't remember ordering the watch, the health watch, but I got it, but I had a problem with it. I can't make it work. So they advised me to go online. Okay, that was fine. Okay. On 4/16, you charged me again. And on 4/21, you charged me again.
Can I have your zip code, please, to help you out?
Certainly. 32092.
Can I have your name, please?
Susan Newman.
No, for just a moment. Can I have you verify your shipping address?
64 Clary's Run, St. Augustine, Florida.
Okay, hold for just a moment. So by looking at your account, it looks like you had got our Ultra Quick Burn and the Ultra Quick Cleanse. Hold for just a moment. And these products help with reducing your appetite and weight loss. And it is a 7-day trial period. After the 7-day trial period, it is a monthly subscription. By looking at your account,
I already called and had it canceled a long time ago.
So your account
as soon
was
as
already,
I got it, I as soon as I got it, I called it and canceled it.
So your account was canceled on the 20th, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, don't charge me for this. I'm not paying it.
Okay. Is there anything
else? You have to take it off my bill.
Okay. So, ma'am, your account was canceled on the 20th already, and we gave you a refund of $9.99 and got your account canceled.
Then why am I charged on the 16th and on again on the 21st?
Okay, so ma'am, you were only charged $87.99, and that was for the products that you did receive, and those were the last products that we shipped out.
Hold on. On the 9th, I was charged $6.49 and $7.48 and then $19.98 for the watch. I called and canceled. Then I get charged on the 16th for $89 and on the 21st for $87. I need that to be refunded to my account.
Unfortunately, ma'am, we cannot issue no refund, but your account is already canceled. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yes, I'd like to speak to a supervisor, please.
Well, yeah, I'll handle the same protocol.
That's okay. Give me the supervisor.
We handle the same protocol. Therefore, we cannot issue no refund.
What do you mean you can't issue me a new refund? I already canceled it. When I called, I canceled it. I don't want to be charged again. I don't want you to send me anything anymore. You're not to all of a sudden give me a $9 refund because of the watch and then tell me that it's okay. You're not to charge me the $87 and the $88 and the $89. I want a refund, and I want somebody to talk to.
Okay, so unfortunately, ma'am, as I just explained to you, we cannot issue no refund.
I want to speak to a supervisor then. You are not the end-all, be-all.
Now, surely we'll get you transferred over so that I can explain to you what I just explained to you. Hold for just a moment.
That would be perfectly fine. Thank you very much.
I'm still here. Hold for just a moment.
Thank you.
Okay, so what I'm about to do is get you transferred over to my supervisor so they can explain to you what I just explained to you. Thank you for calling the customer support, and I hope you have a great day.
You too.